Prime Minister, it is great to have you here in the real capital.
I'm so happy to be here, T-Shop Mini-Me. Have you been fed at all? Have you had your photo taken at the English market? Have not yet, I haven't.
For goodness sake, what are we like? You after hosting all the Irish celebrities in Downing Street?
Oh.
We don't even lay on a triangle sandwich for you?
I didn't get to meet all of them. I was hogged by a very anxious fellow, a Ryan Turnipy.
Oh, yes, your man. He's the most famous exile since St. Patrick himself.
Never off his Instagram, grinning maniacally as if everything's okay.
Oh, yeah?
Can't say I don't know the feeling.
Listen, your career has all the future of an egg sandwich at a wake in a heatwave.
Sorry?
I'd recommend going on his books podcast.
Oh?
I mean, the hardest question he'll ask you is, what's your favourite cosy crime novel?
Well, that's good to know. How are you feeling about your meeting with POTUS next week?
Pure dreading it. No.
Ah.
My chakras need a right shaken back.
Dear.
The media and the flapposition won't be happy unless I go full Hugh Grant in Love Actually and call the president a bully, a bully.
When you're meeting Trump, you've got to remember the three N's.
Yeah, go on.
Stay nervous, look nauseous, and whatever he says, nod along. It's what I do every time, and we have a fantastic relationship.
What do you want about?
What?
He was after calling you a loser last week, like you, that you're not Churchill,
no.
That you've no riz. You're a damp biscuit.
Oh.
That's more or less what he said in terms of...
Well, at least he knows that I exist, me hoop.
No. He knows exactly who I am.
He thinks Conor McGregor is the PM of ERA. Wake up.
Well, listen, I'm going to go in there.
Mm-hmm.
All Turner's cross, bullock neck, and I'll show him.
Oh, right.
I'm going to give him that bowl of shamrock, and in return...
You do that.
We get to give 10 million of taxpayers' money to clear the US military's air traffic control bill over Ireland.
It's not exactly quid pro quo.
On their way to bomb whoever they like back to the Stone Age. Or at least as far back as when Trump could last see his fly, in terms of...
I guess we all have to kowtow in the end. Now... Can I go kiss the bloody stone?
No, you don't want that old blagab thing.
But the gift of the gab is exactly what I need.
It is full of Americans. Imagine, Yanks lining up to kiss that stone. I mean, the last thing they need is to be able to gab even more. We should start off a new stone in Longford and bust them there.
Hmm.
Force them to kiss the shut the feck up stone.
It would truly be a mercy for the whole world, I won't lie, Micheál. But what are we going to do instead?
Listen, I'm bringing you on a big Mickey night out.
Brilliant, let's get sozzled.
2 half pints of Beamish. Bed by 9:30.
You what? That's the worst news since kneecap got cleared again.
Hadda, would you not drop that one?
Oh, well.
Have you not heard the song H-double-O-D? It is very catchy, I have to say.
No.
It'd make you want to take your top off and curse at the guards.
That sounds horrible and dreadful.
Have you ever heard of Tenora?
Tenora? No, I haven't.
Oh, you're in for a treat, Keir.
I can't wait. Let's do this. Let's hit the town. Two lads without a care in the world.
Yes.
Nor a political future between them.
Could be the start of a beautiful friendship. Friends.
Oh, friends.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Champion Rewriting History Stakes. The steeds are in the traps, wearing the green is our Jerry. Next to our Jerry, also in green, the Ra. Two different stables on the form sheet, we're told. Defamation action on the outside alongside plausible deniability in the red. The 50-1 shot, irrefutable evidence. And making up the runners and riders, dogs on the street, no. A late entry and a real crowd favourite. And they're off for starting. Pistol fired for some reason. Our Jerry is up and running. He's also issued a statement denying responsibility for the shot fired, urging anyone with information to come forward. Coming up to the first fence, plausible deniability, no problem. Our Jerry has cleared it very neatly indeed, landing well clear of the question put to him there by the stewards. Defamation action has now surged ahead, surged cracking the whip, forcing the rest of the field to tread very carefully. The Ra is still running just on the inside rail, but plausible deniability moves between the Ra and our Jerry, who's not looking behind him. Our Jerry's eyes firmly on defamation action, now leading the field. Rounding the bend now past statute of limitations corner, our Jerry's looking very comfortable, though the Ra continues to shadow him stride for stride. Irrefutable evidence is making a move. Oh, he's a faller. That's a faller. Irrefutable evidence is down as they approach the final hurdle at historical record corner. Our Jerry takes it cleanly. Dogs in the street know they're over for it. Plausible deniability has blundered, and wait, a surprise late challenge from the Ra on the inside rail. The Ra is surging now, our Jerry responding. The pair are neck and neck on the final furlong. Impossible to separate them from here in the commentary box. The crowd are on their feet, the binoculars around as they cross the line. Are they locked together? It's hard to tell. A photo finish between our Jerry and the Ra. There may be a steward's inquiry into the use of the whip during the closing stretch there. There's every chance defamation action could once again be awarded the win. Defamation action taking the spoils in this big money Champion Rewriting History Stakes after all. More from Cheltenham later.
Hello. yes, I'm coming, Von Norman.
How are you, Mrs. Presidente?
Mick Wallace, what are you doing here? Get in, get in before someone sees you.
There's no media out here, thanks to your reinvention of the office as a barely noticeable style of presidency.
Stop that now, not being ancient Brega. It's Jack, Brustig.
Look, I came to formally deregister Independence for Change as a party, Your Greatness, Your Holiness.
That's not necessary, Mick. Now please stop bowing. Your hair is dripping all over the lovely new carpets.
I can't stick it to the man in Europe anymore. And sure, now even you've gone mainstream, huh?
Sorry now. I've remained leftist and humble as ever. I still live in state housing. I mean, look around.
Wow. Lot of space in here.
Chef.
Tell you what, I could organise a regrettable photo op in here.
What?
Have you had any Houthi rebels around yet, Catherine?
That is not on the cards now, please.
No.
The best I can hope for is the Galway hurling team.
You've lost your edge, Catherine. Tell me, how are the cats that I gave you?
Shh. Don't tell anyone that now, please.
Huh?
The cats will hear you.
Oh.
Mick and Claire do not know that...
That I'm the one who gave them to you.
Exactly.
I'll say nothing, especially to the media. On the hunt for compromise.
You see, this is the sort of thing that frightens people, Mick. Stop the allusions to Russia.
Russia?
You need to get back to basics and reach the common man.
Yeah.
A bit less Kremlin, a bit more Crumlin. What is this now?
Oh.
Do you wish the people's president on shot?
Minister for Finance reporting for duty to fire a warning shot across your bow. Pew, pew, pew.
Oh, dear. I thought I had blocked this number.
Who are you talking to right now? I am the one who blocks.
I suppose you're calling about how I said Trump's war is illegal.
Yes.
It's true.
No. You strayed into enemy territory with your inflammatory comments suggesting that international law be respected.
Oh, please.
That is not my government's position. My government, what gives you the right to issue statements of such common sense, President?
The bun rocked, baby.
All right, good point.
Now, why don't you get back to your ChatGPT summaries on how to run an economy?
Mic drop! Slay!
How very dare you. I work tirelessly consulting all of my briefs. 3 bullet points a day.
Oh, yeah, bullets. Yet more military rhetoric.
Damn!
Which I vehemently condemn. Now, if you don't mind, I have important matters of state. Good
day. No. I am going because I have very important matters of state. Very important.
Such as? Yes?
It's St. Patrick's Junkets. Mr. Harris goes to Paris.
Please.
So basically I'm watching Diddly Dowser and pretending stew is nice.
Oh.
You?
I'm having tea with a Leitrim Litter Committee.
Wow.
We get paid 6 figures for this.
God, I love this country.
Good day, Minister.
Bye.
It's Six Nations finale weekend, and I couldn't be more excited. Everyone loves a competition where we find out whether Ireland have won 8 hours after the final match. I have a feeling we're going to hear the word permutations a lot today. And speaking of perms, Marty's
two.
On Lansdowne Road.
I'm Marty and I'm Sparky.
What?
Feeling disco frisky.
How's the atmosphere, the build-up?
Well, the real fans, the true blue Leinster generational wealth rugby supporters, Des, they're here. They're feeling like they've won already.
Yeah?
Because they brought their scarves. And they brought their trophy. Wives.
I hope they brought calculators and spreadsheets because it's hard to...
It's simple to work out, Des. Ireland hope to come away with at least a triple crown.
Yeah.
They face the winners of the Calcutta Cup before the battle for the wooden spoon. Then for some reason we have to shout for England around dinner time.
Huh?
It's going to be a long day. We could really do with at least a single crown of turkey to get us through.
Yeah. Are there any Donny Bros there to talk to?
Oh, yes, of course. Some people here. Let's talk to Joe Bloggs.
It's actually Joseph Bloggs Deloitte. Hi.
And how are you feeling about our chances today?
We got to get behind the lads. Soft hands. Spread it wide, you know, man. Like heave.
I don't think we can broadcast that. How about you? There's a man here with a green plastic cowboy hat.
How's it going, Marty? You loony bucket. Look, I got the Gansy there in Lidl's there last week.
Wow.
I mean, there's nothing happening in the GA, so I thought, you know, give this rugby thing a go. Why not?
Lovely.
So far, the lads like have been really well. Welcome. How are you?
All right, dude. Yeah, what school did you go to? Who's your dad?
Christ.
You see, they're also interested to learn about our families and our school days.
Right. You have a rich uncle.
Right, let's talk to this man here, Des. You there with the Nordy Tato. Hello.
Yes, may I help you? Good afternoon.
It's Marty from RTE. I know how to party.
Oh, the Dublin media. Well, I hope you all realise that Ireland's most successful sport is the only one that includes Ulster.
Oh.
There be no Six Nations without the King's 6 counties.
You guys haven't had a good player since Trimble.
There is no call here here to attack the late Lord what? David Trimble, no, thank you.
Andrew Trimble, who's David Trimble?
Excuse me?
Is that your dad? What school did you go to, man?
Excuse me now.
Okay, thanks, lads.
I love the rugby vibes, lads. They're so welcoming.
Yeah, poor lad. It's a bit weird. The rugby fans are either Leinster melts or cultures who will sadly never be truly accepted.
All right.
Like coleslaw on the same plate as a lasagna.
Let me tell you some famous faces here as well, Des, from long ago. It looks like Podge and Rog if their faces were pressed against a window.
I don't want to hear about it.
George Hook, long time no see. What ails you?
Stupid cyclists blocking up the roads from our E-Class Mercedes Benz.
Careful, you nearly ran over Ivana Bacic.
Well, does some of the blame not fall on the person who puts themselves in danger? I ask you.
Now I think you should retire that soundbite by now.
It is retired. Oh. And so should all of the RT rugby panel, which is just full of wombling namby-pamby bloody morons.
Lovely talking to you, George.
Jumperheads. The lot of them.
Six nations in it. 8 hours to go. We're up all night. But will we get lucky?
Get me a taxi, will ya?
Say bon matin to Minister for Arts, yeah. Patrick O'Donovan. Welcome, sir.
Well, I'm just here to inspect the Lyric premises, Marty. New carpet, I see. Who paid for that?
All right.
Siri, contact the Controller and Auditor General. I might have a case for them here.
I thought you'd be in a better mood. What would you heading off on your Patrick's Day jolliers?
Yeah.
I hear you're off to Atlanta,
right.
Home of CNN and peaches.
I don't like peaches. Too much fuzz. All fruit should be like Ray Darcy, bald and bitter.
Oh,
it's the truth.
Now, my friend, Arts, Kerry's Jesse Buckley, Oscar-tastic.
Absolutely, and we wish her the best of luck, Marty.
Yes. That's it?
Well, what else? I'm not a fan of these Irish thespians who go to England to ply their trade. I mean, why play the bard's wife when you could play Joe Dolan's wife?
Oh.
Is she too good for us? Is that it?
Moving on. We've got Bugonia, produced by Element Pictures. Another great hope. Did you see it, Minister?
Well, Bugonia, I think we've a tube with that at home in the press. It's for cold sores, isn't it?
Maybe you missed it. How about the Irish animated short, Retirement Plan?
Is that the yoke with the fella talking about all the things he'll do when he retires?
That's right. Beautiful film.
Here's what I say. Stop fantasizing about sucking on the tit of the state and get back to work.
Oh.
We're not here to subsidise your reading poetry and dozing under the guise of meditation.
Stop it.
I won't.
Paul Mescal, of course, sadly snubbed this year, but he's getting to present an award on the night. Well done.
Yeah, another one who went off to Cessna.
What?
Actors are worse than doctors for emigrating.
Oh.
They should be required to do a year on Fair City so I get the value out of them.
Like a form of military service.
That's right.
Conscription to Carrickstown.
Now you're talking.
All told, I wonder what's your favourite of this year's Oscar films, Minister?
Well, let me see. I saw half of F1 on a plane. That was very good now. I fast-forwarded through all the romancy bits with Kerry Condon and just watched proper film, like.
And I wonder whose idea it was to have a Minister for Arts and Sport. There's no ball in ballet. Well, it's time to say goodbye to Minister O'Donovan with the wonderful Andrea Bocelli.
Who's she now? Some other whinger, I'd say.
Oh, arrivederci.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's PK live on the weekend.
Ooh.
Back once again with the Renegade Master. Same music, same Big Daddy, same majestic baritone vibrating the walnut paneling of Irish broadcasting, but now strategically repositioned on a Saturday and Sunday. Yes, the weekend slot, broadcasting's equivalent of the penthouse suite, if the suite were above a super value, in Longford. Now, let's be clear, I am totes not bitter about my removal from the weekday berth, where management chose to replace me with a younger model, yeah, who appears to have been copying and pasting herself into every job I've ever had.
Ooh.
Ooh. Sick burn.
Ooh.
She called shotgun on what I once considered my job for life. Clearly, they wanted a more agile, more Fine Gael-friendly presenter. Go figure! It's like a female PK. Minus the edge. Minus the gravitas. Minus the subtle whiff of planning litigation. Sick vita est. With the emphasis on sick. Ooh, another sick burn.
Ooh.
So sit back, relax, and find a position that would make your Kama Sutra instructor pause briefly and say, steady now, it's only Sunday morning.
Ooh,
we're live on the weekends with all the brash upstart confidence of a quasi 8-year-old lodging a 37-page objection to a nursing home being built within viewing distance of his hydrangeas.
Ooh,
coming up on today's program, a celebration of NIMBYism, Ireland's most misunderstood cultural tradition since the sacred right to complain about cycle lanes. Plus, the cash machine, some gambling advertisements, all that and more. Pat Kenny, Weekends. Because when it comes to Irish broadcasting, I object to being anywhere else. Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Callan's Cakes!
You're very welcome to the spin-off podcast from the Behind the Story podcast. Betwixt the Sheets of the Story, one of 70 news-based pods on RT's ambitious slate. I'm Micheál Lehan.
And the name given to me by many, including my parents, is Barry Linehan.
Now, as you know, RT must cover all political parties, Ardeshna.
Right.
And this week, stretching the limits of party, is Aintu, the story of one man and his boy fighting against woke and imagined cultural crises brought to you by Facebook-induced psychosis.
Indeed.
Barry, remind us exactly who are Aintu.
Well, Micheál, they're led by the Lucinda Creighton of Sinn Féin, Padraig Tobin, who left over appealing the Eighth and has lurched right on many issues. A political stance some call Fianna Fáil classic.
Wow.
Their TDs, Tobin, of course, and Paul Lawless, a younger, greyer Tobin from Mayo. 10 councillors, yes, even Wexford.
Yikes.
And a very active youth wing on WhatsApp.
Oh, no.
This week, they convened their Ardesh in that Aldi version of Kildare, the county of Laois.
It was wonderful to see so many anonymous internet commenters outside the house for the first time in years.
And while there, Tobin speculated about dozens of TDs in the future and a possible coalition with Fianna Fáil, which, as history shows, always ends well for junior partners. But the conference isn't the only story this week.
Deputy Tobin addressed the enormous waste in our public services, but happily contributed to an enormous waste of everyone's time when a Dublin Zoo ad featuring James Patrice appeared.
Patrice, of course, known for his role in RT's musical Body Gyration Contest.
Dancing with the Stars, Barry.
He featured in the advert dressed as a character known as a woman adjacent to Malahide,
yes,
and wearing cosmetic products described as being sculpted by Amy. Tobin, in an effort to sound like a serious figure who doesn't spend too much time on the internet, accused the Zoo of being part of deleting the very clear important roles that mothers play in our society.
Ooh.
Mothers.
All words that sound serious individually. Let's keep an eye on this, because later in the year Aintu will likely call for a boycott of a musical society, Cinderella, which has cast two men as ugly sisters.
Nobody loves wedgy politics quite like Aintu.
And that's all from the Betwixt the Sheets of a Story podcast.
I always thought Lehan and Barry would be a better name.
Be sure to follow RTE's other current affairs podcasts, such as The Men Behind the Newswire,
The Story Behind Your Inside Story,
and Nestled Under the Joists of a Story podcast.
Until next time. Hello, welcome back to the pod.
Oh.
Folkbase, you look very pleased with yourself. What's the latest? What's the goss?
Happy out, Joanne.
What is it? You're doing another ad campaign about being a mom?
No.
Third Mansion?
No way.
Don't say it's another podcast.
I'm going to be the Grand Marshal of the Dublin Paddy's Day Parade.
Babe, you told us this in a previous episode.
Well, like, I don't hear all the podcasts.
You're in all of them. What am I dealing with here?
I get to wear a crown and everything.
Wait, do the Grand Marshals always get a crown?
No, I'm just going to wear one anyway.
Speaking of rich people being lauded in public, Oscars this weekend, babes.
Let's go, Jessie Buckley.
It'd be nice for Carrie to have a piece of silverware that just isn't a result of hitting some kind of ball out of sexual frustration.
Carrie is poor, isn't it?
I don't know.
They probably think a private jet is when you have your own pressure washer.
Yeah, you gotta keep that road frontage clean somehow.
Frontage on roads? What does that mean?
I've actually no idea, but I heard some culty say it on First Date.
Oh.
Listen, if you heard the Chalamet drama, he smack-talked ballet and the opera.
That's awful. As a rich person, ballet and opera are the exact kind of things I would pretend to like.
Same. Everyone's got the ick now. His plus one is Kylie Jenner. Yeah, because nothing says indie heartthrob like hanging off the arm of a Kardashian. Hello?
I'm deaf, not a Chalamaniac. Too skinny.
I know, we like sharing a bed with a clothes horse. Plus, here's the diva. I mean, the chef on the Wonka movie, right? Cooked him 3 breakfasts a day. 3! And he chose one.
Fair play to him. Like, what's the point of being in the 1% if you can't do stuff like that?
Speaking of starvos, Cillian Murphy's promoting the Peaky Blinders film.
Ew, no, I'm too squeamish for that kind of thing on screen.
Oh yeah, I got you, the violence.
No, the working classes.
Oh my
gold mines. Anyway, let's leave it there until the next episode,
babe. Hello and welcome to Never Live It Down.
Are you already doing your next pod?
What?
Like, what's the actual Vogue? We're still finishing this one, hello?
Keep it down. I'm trying to have a serious conversation about Maura Higgins' lack of underwear over here.
I want to do the Maura Higgins bit here. What do you mean?
Welcome to High Road, Low Road, the show that sends comedians, Fair City actors and 2FM presenters on city breaks across Europe. You know the story. One person gets a bougie holiday, the other gets a bogey one. In this Patrick's Day ministerial junket special, Dara O'Brien and Jennifer Cara McNeil hit up the airport.
Please. You know, I'd love a week of going large in Benidorm. Couple of pints, horse racing on the idiot box.
Right.
Looking like a grilled tomato. Ugh. Savage.
I'd quite fancy the Amalfi Coast, somewhere I can get my white lotus on with spritzes and sun hats.
It's time for the big reveal.
Brazil, back in the net.
It's everything I feared.
Yeah. Germany.
Oh,
stinger. What's the word? Schadenfreude.
No.
Whatever it is, that's what I have for you right now, Jen.
First on Jennifer's agenda in Germany is a St. Patrick's Day gala lunch in a windowless hotel conference room.
Might I just say, Herr Minister, it is wonderful to celebrate the strong bonds between Ireland and Deutschland.
Danke schön, Minister. However, I disagree.
What?
I don't believe we have any ties. The Irish, they travelled everywhere.
Yes.
But they didn't come to Germany and set down roots. It's something we're quite proud of, actually.
Lovely. I know there's a massive community of Irish graphic designers who live in Berlin, for instance.
Oh, yeah. I've seen them on the internet getting the scheisse beaten out of them by the Polizei at Palestine protests. Uber amusing. Schnitzel?
Nein. Double vodka.
Oh, dear. Meanwhile, in Brazil, Dara samples some Brazilian beef. Don't tell the Irish farmers. Shh.
Unreal. Don't know why we didn't bring this to Dublin sooner. I'm going to be putting some in my suitcase. Where are we going next?
Minister, you're booked in for a treatment. It's a local tradition, apparently, so...
Bring it on!
Later, Dara emerges from his treatment.
I tell you, lads, thought I was going in for a Brazilian, and I says to your man, I'd have a landing strip, because, you know, I'm the Minister for Transport and all. Not even a chuckle out of him. Okay, suit yourself. Hasta la vista, says I. Slam the door in me face. Don't know what's wrong with these Brazilians.
Back in Germany, Frau Carol McNeil meets local healthcare officials.
Yes, in Germany, the people must wait 21 days to see a consultant specialist.
Wow, that's so amazing. Gosh.
I know, yeah. It's really terrible. We are very ashamed.
What?
We are ashamed most of the time here in Germany. What about your ickle country and specialist?
It could be 7, 8, or 9.
Days, mein Gott.
Months. Yes, it's months, and that's the best case.
What?
There are 877,000 people on the waiting list.
Oh, goodness.
Mm.
Paddy really is inefficient.
I know.
Your health service is furchtbar.
Excuse me?
No wonder we had to take over your economy. Huh.
It's time for the final verdict.
I've just had the worst luck. First I get health, then Germany. At this rate, by the time I'm Taoiseach, my Patrick's Day trip will be a visit to the IMF to beg for another bailout.
Me, gotta say, unbelievable. Brazil, absolutely loved it. I mean, people say they're sending beef to Ireland. They don't just mean those good-looking gay lads. What? Go on, the gayers. Now, before I go home, where's the beach volleyball? What? Huh? Yeah!